Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a stupid tattoo. I look like an idiot when I take my shirt off. But it's a bad tattoo. Bad tattoos, get tickets. Bad tattoo night at the Coliseum. Dibs comes up with the idea. Give out to all who attend temporary tattoos that say cheaters.
Yes.
Go ahead and put your cheaters tattoo on. Rub it on as you get in there. We're in the lot, Jolo and Dibs. We're giving out tickets to people who come by with awful tattoos. I'll set the stage.
I like it.
I'm sure some people can top it. Some probably can't. But free
tickets.
Is that
tickets. Your only tattoo? Your bad tattoo?
Or it's, it's like a two-piecer. So it's two separate tattoos.
Gotcha.
There's the stupid tribal band, which every frat bro was getting back in the day.
In the 90s,
terrible.
Yeah.
And then I added a piece on top when I was in San Diego once. Dude, good friend of mine, just broken up with his wife.
Uh-huh.
We were getting all hammered down at the beach, Wave House.
Wave House Sunday.
Getting in at the Wave Givers. House. But what's across the parking lot from the Wave House? There's the pizza joint. There's that tattoo
tattoos.
Joint, right?
Yes.
Right there by the roller coaster.
Absolutely. Come on.
So we're drinking all day, and he goes, you know what? This is towards the end of the day. You know what?
Ice cream, everything.
I've never gotten a tattoo, and now that, insert her name here, and I are together, I'm getting a tattoo today.
You feeling good?
I'm with a buddy, good friend, one of my best friends. He's from Montana.
Yeah.
He's all tatted up. So he goes, you get a tattoo today, I'll get a tattoo. And then I'm the third, and I'm the only one left, and they're looking at me, and I'm like, if everyone's getting tattoos,
I'll get a tattoo.
I'm not going crazy. I'm not getting a sleeve, but I'll get something I add to this thing.
Yeah.
I'll get a tattoo. So everyone was in. We pounded drinks for another 3 hours, went over, hammered. I got mine. The Montana dude went in and got his, came out. The guy who started the whole thing couldn't go through with it. He's out there, no tattoo.
He made you guys go.
I couldn't do it, he says. So we walk out with tattoos, and this guy didn't even get it anyway. Now, fast forward to present day, covered in tattoos.
Is he
sleeves,
really?
Everything. He's got it everywhere. He ended up going nuts. Another breakup down the road started that whole thing.
Wow. Well, before we get going to, I got to mention something and see what does it change your perspective, if I may. Because then we had a couple weeks ago, we were talking about a certain individual going off on everyone because they didn't call his girlfriend the wrong, didn't present her right. My girlfriend.
Here we go. But I know what this is.
He gets married.
Yeah.
Does it change your perspective now? Because now you see why he was defending his lover and his girlfriend. Now it's his wife. Are you happy?
Look, he got married, and I'm happy for him. I'm not going to go on some anti-JJ Watt rant because he consummated his love with the woman of his dreams this weekend. I don't think he needed to document all of it, dancing with his grandmother. Did you notice there was immediately a camera there that they posted up? Oh, look at JJ dancing with his grandmother. Now, how come there's no footage of JJ dropping heat that morning?
Jeez.
Right? Because that wouldn't put him in a great light. So he doesn't have the camera crew film him when he's dropping heat, or maybe if he's throwing up from drinks the night before, or maybe if he's mean to somebody. There's no camera crew around. But there he is dancing with his grandmother, captured on tape for the world to see.
Congratulations.
My problem isn't against the wedding. Congratulations. I honestly hope he has a long and happy life with her. And I hope she understands what she's in for. A life where everything will be documented and he will get full credit for everything. And as long as she's cool with that, that's fine with me.
And it's social media running wild with the Steph Curry picture that I showed you earlier. Steph and Aisha in what can only be described as an erotic embrace.
Not NC-17,
no.
But I mean, I do not, you don't normally see pictures like that from old Wardell on the social media.
I was happy to see her.
Yeah, two grown-ups showing their love and affection for each other via Instagram, viewed some 1.1 million times, or liked 1.1 million times. So social media, Joe,
that's reach.
That's reach. That's
he's
real.
He's got reach.
Well, I tell you, J.J. Watt probably had about 3-4 million trying to see,
That's real. He's conned so many people. Of course, they're all. It's like Madoff. Everyone thought Madoff was a great investor.
Whoa.
That's why so many people gave him the money. The Mets gave him their money. Lots of people did. I think Spielberg gave him money.
It's at 3.1 million and counting.
J.J. Watt?
The Steph Curry?
Steph Curry. The Steph and Aisha.
3.1 million on that photo.
Like 3,189,691, to be exact.
A lot of people reaching out to me as soon as they saw the Watt stuff. I'm apparently the Watt guy now. Every time Watt does something, everyone, yes, I see it. Thank you for sliding into my mentions. The Steph Aisha thing I saw yesterday, too. Glad he's having a good time.
We're going to need a lot of tickets if we do Bad Tattoo Night, because there are some bad tattoos out there. this tattoo generation, people younger than you and I, Lo. It's, I don't know exactly when the whole let's get a tattoo movement started in earnest, but when I was a kid, the only people who had tattoos for the most part were either motorcycle rider, Hell's Angel types, or former military. You see like the Navy guy with the anchor,
yeah.
Or
oh yeah,
you know, the Marine
SEALs,
with,
all
yeah.
those guys.
And then at some point, like getting a tattoo was the new earring pierced. Because when we were younger, it's like, ooh, that guy has his ear pierced. That was like revolutionary.
Tattoos were from, yeah, military guys coming back from World War II. Like they had, yeah.
Right.
Those tattoos had actual, true, real world meaning
yes.
to them.
We had a wall in Lemoore and they called, oh, this is Stoners, the Stoner Wall. Like all the Stoners.
Kids.
Did they call that? Did you guys have that stone? Oh, that's a
no. Stone. I didn't grow up in a pasture, neither did he.
Under the bleachers, they would go under the
Stoner Wall.
Under the bleachers at the high school. That's where the Stoners were, the burners.
Did they call Stoners, though, too?
Yeah.
I was making sure that wasn't...
The burnouts, the Stoners, the wastoids.
You're probably the guy that walked by and told them that they were making mistakes with their lives.
No, I was always...
Hey, guys, take it from me. You, too, can go play football at Fresno State University to just get clean.
Yo, stop.
Never. All right, Lo Neal.
Never.
Get the hell out of here.
They love me. I was a good guy.
Like Ricky Jackson pulling the knife on
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It was tough.
And you don't have any tattoos, right?
No.
You're tat-free?
You're tat-free?
Tat-free, yeah. Tat-free.
John Curley, tat-free, right?
Of course.
Nice guy?
Tat-free.
Yeah, no way a needle's going near that body.
Not that needle, anyway.
Whoa.
What? Oh, that's, you know what?
Are you telling me
traction.
He won't give blood, which requires a needle?
Is that what you were implying?
Of course.
That doesn't sound, I don't have a lot of confidence in that.
The truck's been backed up. I apologize for implying that you may have a problem with the hair on.
You can go ahead and save that for HR if you'd like, nice guy.
Yeah,
as Dick builds his files against all
the
list. You go ahead and build your file against him.
My favorite worst tattoo, though, is Brock Osweiler. There was a picture that surfaced of him holding his arms up, and on the inside of his arm, he has "Live life to its fullest" tattooed in there.
Live life to its fullest.
Yeah, except the "its" has an apostrophe in it when there doesn't need to be.
Live life to it is fullest.
Exactly.
That's great.
Osweiler. he made a lot of money. You know
paid.
What? I don't have any jokes for him. He
probably
quite
got
well.
Removed.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I'm never getting this thing removed. It's a terrible tattoo, but I realize I'm riding with it. You know why? One of the things I said, one day I'm going to be on the deathbed, and I don't want to sit there and go, huh, I wonder what it would have been like to get a tattoo. So I got the tattoo. Now, it looks stupid. Yeah. Regretful? Yeah, pretty much. Would have put it somewhere
else. Does Mike Tyson's tattoo, the face tat, go on the Mount Rushmore of bad tattoos, or has he now made it?
Is it a bad tattoo?
Well, that's the thing, because at the time, he was revolutionary as far as going face tat. You didn't see any celebrities at that level go with the face tat. Now, like, face tat, neck tats, they're much more in vogue.
That neck tat used to be scary. When I used to see those guys, essays and stuff, I'm like, oh, I'm like, man, go
say
ahead.
Essays.
Oh, yeah, now Lemoore. Yeah, they're my boy.
I'm talking about the SAT, the essay portion.
Right. But it was cool. Hey, what's up, Lo? That's one thing. I was always good with the tough dudes. Just be like, you want to know them? And those jokers, meme joke. I like, man, you see that tattoo on the neck?
Oh,
little,
yeah.
The harder the
neck tattoo used to be intense because
intense
it was creeping
stuff.
Out. It's
yes.
like, man, why would you get a tattoo that you can't cover up, right? Like, that's used to be the, you know, you could wear the shirt and
right.
it's like anything's covered
that
up. But the neck tattoo
that
was.
That tank top and then that neck coming out, you're like, woo, that sucker right there, he'll kill you. Leave him alone.
You know what? Now these dudes, and I'm going to probably sound like an old guy. They look like Post Malone just looks dirty. Like those look like dirty tattoos. And my wife was telling me that's the look. Like they intentionally go out to try to look dirty. Like Pete Davidson, Post Malone, all the young guys that have like the tattoos everywhere. None of it looks like it flows. It just looks like it's
everything.
250 different little tattoos
right.
put together. And it just looks dirty. Like you're creating this image of dirtiness. You see Post Malone, just nice guy. I'll bring you in. You're a festival guy. You know all this stuff. He looks dirty. Am I wrong in saying that?
He does, but he's created a trend. It really was Post Malone.
Was he first on all this?
He really popularized the gross face random tattoos. I think he has under his eyes, he has always on one, then tired on the other.
Oh, boy. Doesn't
wow, really?
69
oh,
teriyaki,
gross.
Didn't he have a bunch of tattoos too?
yeah.
Teriyaki.
Honestly, I don't think that's
an intentional malaprop.
It's good.
Thank
I don't really what's like, his real, Takeshi?
Yeah, something like that.
Takeshi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, teriyaki 6ix9ine.
I'm not really huge for guys to tattoo, but I had this girlfriend, I was in college, she had a little tattoo on her back, little sun. I think girls can pull off tattoos on girls look more, I think, good, but guys, no. But
yeah, of course. You don't hear anyone here criticizing any female tattoos.
Hot.
Girls who look good and show skin. Like, yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Again, with another, you got a bunch of, you're anti-coronavirus and pro-girl tattoos.
Yeah, you're going on a limb today.
Yeah. You really came in looking to set the world on fire.
Attractive girls with tattoos are also attractive.
Yeah.
Depends on the tattoo, though, right, guys?
What?
Depends on the tattoo, where it's at for a girl that makes it sexy. Are you not?
There is this. I worked in this convenience store. I can't remember the name of it, but it was like in.
Now we're talking.
Simpsons, Quickie Stop, something like that.
Quickie Mart, yeah.
I worked it at Penn State because my whole goal was I needed to make cash, but I didn't really want to do any work. Convenience store sounded perfect. You sit back there, you listen to some music, you deal with some customers, help yourself to whatever's on the shelves because apparently it's yours.
Push the gas and make the gas.
All right, so that was high school. Yeah, wow. I cost that guy quite a bit of money pushing that button. But this is at Penn State, and this girl came in. And this is how clueless I am to the world. I told you back in the day, I had no idea how to talk to girls. None whatsoever. So this girl comes in. I still remember her name, but she used to come in all the time to pick stuff up. I don't know, just random stuff that you would need because she lived right down the street. And this was in summer, so that was one of the best times to be in college, especially at Penn State, because it was just the summer kids. You didn't have the massive crowds. Everyone kind of recognized each other. You saw each other at all the same parties every night. This girl comes in once, and she leaves her name and number on her, like, debit slip.
Yeah.
And, like, I looked at that, and I'm like, why would you do something like that? Like, I had idea she was trying to give me her number.
Right.
But I remember thinking, like, how far out of I was so far out of her league, it couldn't have been possible because she had this – she was really hot. She had this this entire leg tattoo that started up high and just worked, like, all the way down. I remember I was, like, terrified of her. But I never called. I was terrified. It didn't do anything about it. I would love to lie to you and tell you your boy made plays,
right,
and pat myself on the back, but no, I'm going to be honest on the show.
Her
I did
number.
Nothing.
She signed.
I looked
her
at it. I go, that's weird. Why would someone leave a number on a credit card slip? Why would you want to give that number information out?
Makes
I
no
filed
sense,
it away
Coach.
And
John
moved
Curley's
on.
He made John Curley. He's hitting his head on this.
Yeah, I'm so upset. I disappointed him.
My man.
Yeah, that was the move, and she was. That would have been perfect for me at the time
of
because
course,
that was very, very different than what your boy was up to.
Sounds like a layup, Coach. Instead of going to the rack, you decided to kick it out for three, but you threw it in the seventh row.
I was Kemba Walker late. I'm driving out for the win. I kick it off my foot, and it goes out of bounds. LeBron's coming back the other way.
Fortin ball hard to the rack. Oh,
yeah, so that was essentially what it was. It was Kemba Walker dribbling off his foot.
It's a great story.
I didn't even – but at least Kemba Walker was on the court. He knew he was trying to make a play. I wasn't even on the court.
He didn't even throw it on the court. He didn't even just try dibbers.
No idea.
At least you tried. At least you drove 18 hours.
You don't have to. First of all, it wasn't 18 hours.
When he drove from what, Baltimore to Vermont?
Vermont.
The girl was with another guy.
Yeah.
And felt bad for him, letting him come sleep.
500 miles one way, by the way.
500 miles. Didn't have any money.
I don't think that's true. I think we looked that up. I don't know if that's true. 500 miles? That sounds like a very long trip.
That's what love would do.
You were in Baltimore to what part of Vermont?
South Royalton.
He knows it like
the
back of his hand. You don't think he remembers this? That whole drive he's thinking?
Yeah, 468.2.
I retract. That's a pretty good call right there.
And did you stop at a payphone to call anytime during that time? Maybe to say, hey,
this was probably 1994.
The payphones were still there.
Yeah. I actually stayed halfway up. I think I stayed somewhere in maybe Massachusetts or New Hampshire. I didn't do the whole shot because I wanted to see the East. Yeah. I had never seen it. And, you know, we'd hung out here in the city one fateful night. And so I thought that we had made a deeper connection. So I thought, hey, we were writing letters to each other, pen pal activity back and forth.
Yeah.
And I said,
what year is this, 1862?
So I called up my good friends with the Pony Express.
It's like the Alchemist. Like the girl's just going to wait around for 10 years for you to come back.
It was 1994. My brother lived in Baltimore, the Unabrother. So I went out to see him. We hung out. I rented a car and drove up.
But what intentions? Did you go out to see him because you really wanted to see him? Or you knew in the back of your mind what you wanted to?
It was a combo because my brother had lived back in Baltimore for a while. And at the time, we were very close. So I wanted to see my brother Doug and spend some time with Doug. I took a week off or whatever and spent a few nights with Doug and his roommate who was on house arrest. And then I drove up to see my friend up in South Royalton. Show up. And it was snowing. I'll never forget. A light snow, and I didn't have her phone number. So
romantic, a light snow in Vermont.
Yes.
Winter. Very romantic.
I was ready. I was ready to cash it in.
Right.
But I didn't know where to find her. It was a small town, so I was kind of just like stuck in between. Come to find out, I found her. Knock on the door. Who answers?
How'd you find her, though?
The boyfriend.
How'd you find her? Because this is...
I had to call back to our mutual friend and find out what her phone number was and her address was, because I didn't have that with me.
That's research, son. That's how you got it done back in the day. I was working at Outback once, and this girl came in with her family like every Friday they used to eat there. And I remember... She kind of gave me like a pants passing look.
Sure,
your boy
sure.
was bussing. He'd maybe gotten into a few things. Maybe I was thinking before the shift started.
Right.
Doing a lot of thinking, so I wasn't really paying attention to much. Man, this girl's cute. She's eyeing me up. Maybe there's something there.
Sure.
I went and to the list where everyone puts their name.
Right.
Whatever
got
that's
you.
Called with the hostess.
List,
host.
Right. The host.
Got the last name. Went to the damn phone book. Found four people with the last name in the town that had that, and then called each of them until I just asked for her first name, and then eventually I got it.
Okay. So you
went on a couple dates,
you know, awesome.
Normal
so
stuff.
What? That's a
but
good
like
work.
That's how you used to put work in back in the day.
Putting
you
in work.
To, you had to go full on detective
got
mode
the phone book.
To score
that's,
a date.
That's
now
awesome.
You don't do. You swipe right.
Right. Yeah, Steven, too. Yeah, that's friggin' an awesome.
That's
story.
That's DW. That's doing work.
So you knock on the door and here he is. This guy because you called.
You
want
to go? He wants to go back to the heartbreak point. I wanted to focus on the hard work.
I appreciate
there.
It. I put in a lot of work.
You'll
and,
also notice the elitist over here doesn't have any stories of heartbreak on his own. It's nothing but success for the 16-year NFL veteran.
Just walking
happy
in
that
and fighting
you got
him
to
off.
Leave such a nice life.
Fighting him off with the Heisman pose.
Yeah.
Poor
guys,
guy.
You got to understand. You weren't in the league like
this
me.
Good.
It was awesome.
Lorenzo Neal, Fresno State.
Yes, I did finish it, Lowe, 26 years ago when she said, yeah, this is my boyfriend. You can sleep on the couch before you drive your tired, broke body back to Baltimore.
In a rental car, too. It's not even your car.
It's a nice rental, though.
When you got to the door, you're like, man, hey, buddy.
How much did you have to pay in tolls?
Right.
It's the Northeast. You got
good
a lot
call.
Of tolls.
Back then, it was like, you know, 60 cents a pop, though. It wasn't like you were paying that
you
much.
Get on that Jersey Turnpike, they'll get you every 2 miles.
You're throwing coins, though. I had coins. It was coins out the window all day.
Right.
When no bills.
When you were sleeping on a couch, did she come in and get some milk or water and a lingerie and you just, well, you're
yeah,
drinking?
See, okay. You don't have to answer that. I'm going to step in. You don't have to answer that.
Okay.
You're so wildly out of bounds. Everyone's here just entertaining you today. You ever notice that? We're all just giving you our stories, entertaining you, the rich former NFL player who's anti-coronavirus, which is how you started today's show. And we're all glad you took the anti-coronavirus stance. I didn't know if you thought someone here was going to be pro-coronavirus, but hey, you got that out to open the day and establish yourself as one of the foremost leaders.
Any of my other skeletons you want to just pull out of the closet? I guess it's spring cleaning season, you know.
And then if you bring up a story about him, oh, you know, that's not true.
I get
California
K-5,
high school athlete of the year.
I get naked showering, naked wrestling. I get it all.
Mike Jones.
That's because you won't bring it up yourself. So we have to bring it up to show that you, like us, are a man of the people.
Forced humility is what it is. I'm trying to keep you humble.
It's coming up on the game, if we can even call the station that anymore. Do we talk about sports?
No.
I mean, I guess we did. Some of this is sport.
We talked around sports there.
Yeah, there was hit or miss. It was like American Gladiators.
Yeah.
When you're firing that tennis ball down
at those
people.
The effort you got to put in to play sports. Effort you guys put in for these women.
Thank you
Thanks,
for bringing
Lo.
It home. That, was
that
real
makes
good.
Me feel great. I appreciate it. What's coming up in the game brought to you by, hey, look at this, the Golden State Warriors. Your next chance to win a spot in the free throw contest. First one's off the board. Henry Molina, Redwood City, congratulations. Next one's coming up at 8:45. It's going to be a trivia question based on what just happened in the last 26 minutes. So I don't think it's going to be a sports question.
What's in there?
But it's going to be a question. There's going to be a question, your chance to win. Plus, the billion-dollar idea for the Oakland A's. If you're an A's fan, if you're a baseball fan in general, what would you want your team to do if the first Astro road game of the year was in your stadium? How do you want to see it handled? 888-957-9570. Bad tattoo night at the Coliseum for that game. We're coming up with billion-dollar ideas today. Back in a flash, but first, this Thursday, February 20th, the Warriors host the new-look Houston Rockets. Man, we cannot get away from the city of Houston. All fans at Chase Center will receive a splash towel presented by State Farm. That's a nice little deal. Get your tickets at warriors.com.
Now back to Joe, Lo, and Dimms.
Punt, 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 punt. After the first drive, it was punt, 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 punt. Punt, punt, punt. Punt!
On 95.7, The Game.
Two big pieces of news for all of you. Number one, today is the first day of dream job submissions. If you want a job working here with us as an on-air host, boom. The opportunity has arrived. You go to the website, 957thegame.com. We are accepting video submissions online, 957thegame.com. Come up with your best one-minute rant, sports take, opinion, whatever you want to call it, and however you want to go about it. You got 1 minute. Don't go over 1 minute, Because if you submit something that's 103, I'm going to be honest, doesn't look like you're following instructions. You want to be buttoned up on this thing. 1 minute long, submit it to 957thegame.com. One important note, no music in the background. None. If you have music, you will be disqualified. It's a legal thing. We're not trying to assault you. Just want you to have the heads up on that. Don't want you putting in that much work only to get disqualified because of music in the background. So none of that. Then here's how it's going to play. We're going to select the best 16 videos and have you all compete against each other at our live event on Saturday, March 7th. Saturday, March 7th. So for full details, visit 957thegame.com. So the dream job is in play. Number two, 9 spots remain for the free throw contest. Wednesday, February 26th, the Disgrace at Chase. Low versus Dibs, 1-on-1 to 11, losers out. The show will be broadcast from Chase Center on the floor that day. 10 of you will have the opportunity to come in and participate in a free throw contest on the same floor the Warriors play on. And the winner, there's going to be a grand prize. I think it's going to be tickets to a game, but you're also obviously winning the opportunity to come in, hang out, play basketball on the court. Lowe and Dibs will be going 1-on-1 that day as well in what is being billed as the Disgrace at Chase. So the next chance is at 8:45. Every day this week, 7:45 and 8:45, there will be a trivia question. If you're the first to call in, you get it right, ba-boom, you're in. 9 spots remain. Henry Molina from Redwood City won the first one. Any training this weekend as we get set for Lowe versus Dibs? Anyone put in any effort, any training, getting ready for the game? You're 9 days out, Dibs.
Yeah, I was putting up some shots on Friday with my boys volleyball team out at Bishop O'Dowd. I had the kids feed me, and they're all excited. They're all, of course, members of the audience, part of the Billions, and so they're trying to hype me up. I'm feeling good.
Were you filling it up?
I was filling up a little bit. You know, the jumper looking good, left hand, right hand, and, you know, coming off of Friday where Steiny was kind of scaring you a little bit with what a shooter I am. I was feeling really good. And throughout the course of the weekend, I'm doing a lot of treatment to try to get my knees right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then last night, the biggest blow of all, as we're sitting down for family dinner, we went out to Berkeley, yeah, met up with our son, Quest, who goes to Cal, and we're having family dinner, and we start talking about the Disgrace at Chase. And I turn to my young son, Keon, and we're talking about it. And Keon says, "Dad, I hate to say it, but, you know, I've seen you play lately, and, well, you can't even handle me, Dad. I got low." And I said, "Come on, man. What are you doing to me?" And I turned to Quest, my 18-year-old.
Love Quest, by the way.
The apple of my eye.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
Very smart.
Both
at Cal.
Very smart. Keeps it real. And he says, "Dad, I don't want to be the one to have to say this, but you're going up against a professional athlete? I've seen low. I've seen Uncle Low. Dad, you've got no shot."
And for Keon, because Keon has jokes, him and his dad teamed up on me, and I love the little dude. The beanpole is just so witty. He just goes, "Oh, I love it." He's like, "Hello," and we laughing together. He's a good guy. Great kid. And for him to sit there and say, "Dad, I took you behind the woodshed, and then you want to challenge me? Come on." I mean, don't
Joe,
you think...
Joe, both of them turned on me last night. Family did. And oh, by the way.
Well, not turned on you, at least if they're being honest. Now, if they're trolling, it's one thing. But if they're being honest, at least you've raised two honest young men. You might not like the answer, but at least you're getting the truth. Do
there's
you feel
times,
you're getting the truth?
Yes, but there's times when honesty is not the best policy.
Okay.
When the old man is going into his wallet to pay for a $100 dinner at Jupiter, shout out Shattuck Avenue, we had a lovely time.
Fantastic spot to drink outside.
Yeah.
What a great back
beautiful
patio
night.
Area.
Absolutely packed.
Ooh,
we
like
sat
it.
Up front,
son,
inside.
Son, who are you talking to right
you
now?
You go everywhere.
Yeah.
You
shout
go
out Chef
everywhere.
Eco, dominated dinner there.
You go everywhere.
Chef had us in. Damon Bruce, apparently royalty. By the way, beard shaved. Wasn't supposed to tell anyone that. Shows up beardless for dinner. Beardless.
Whoa. Wow.
I didn't know who I was dealing with. I didn't even want. I wanted to leave.
Yeah.
I told Nikki, I was like, "I don't know who this clown is."
And you look at his
no
face
more beard.
The whole time.
I'm out of here.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So we had
he
a lovely
a
time
younger.
Last night.
He looked quite good.
Great family dinner, and you know,
you
Dad,
guys.
Of course, is the only one going in his wallet. God forbid.
Me and Joe knows that.
And by the way, he hit me with, "Oh yeah, Dad, my loan payment's due. In case you can come up with, you know, $3,500 while we're here." And
yep.
So, and all the while, then they come out on Team Low. So you're right. I admire the fact that they're both great, honest kids, but there's a time when maybe you put honesty aside.
Even with a loan payment, you think they'd butter you up a little
You
bit.
Would figure.
Wow. All right, so the spread currently sitting at low minus 2.5. That might
Did that
change
might get a
little me.
Bit?
Well, it's got me thinking about maybe coming back up to 3. I'm not. That's not enough for a full point,
okay.
But it's got me thinking about maybe moving back up to 3. Perception sometimes reality. I'm trying to figure out how to balance this
it
thing
It was
out.
A roller coaster of a weekend, because Friday I was putting in great work, and I was feeling really good about where my game was, and then my kids both just buried me last night. So I'm a wreck right now, Coach.
All right, that's where Dibs is at, mentally and emotionally very fragile. What'd you do this weekend? Did you do anything to get ready for the disgrace of Chase? Chance to win a spot in the free throw contest 7 minutes from now.
Well, Joe, I was down in Lemoore in the Big L Town, and I'm working on a house that I'm trying to throw on the market. I was close to Meadow Lane grade school. It's a little elementary school, Meadow Lane. And we used to say Meadow Lane, Dookie Stain, because I went to Lemoore High, Lemoore Elementary. I was a kid.
That's so good.
Right, I'm just
Meadow Lane, Dookie Stain.
Yeah, so they used to mess with us. So just a little rival school. So I'm a couple blocks. I can see the school, and I got a basketball. I'm going to, go dribble.
You had a ball just in the big Diza?
Yeah, in the Diza. So I'm like thinking I'm going to go over there, light it up a little bit, and I'm cutting down the orange tree, getting the stuff done, and painting and stuff. And I grabbed the ball, bounced, and I looked and seen the school. And I said, you're playing Dibs. He's a hung tooth. Why are you going to waste valuable time that you're trying to get this house on the market in a week to go shoot some hoops? Joe, I put the ball back and said, I'm a pass.
This is something. And you also are maintaining that you will wear jeans for this
event. Yes. And still he won't get to seven.
He won't get to seven. So you are adamant that not only are you going to win this, not only are you giving him 10-1 odds,
right,
that at the disgrace at Chase, Wednesday, February 26th, you will wear jeans against him.
Yes. And I'm going to play impeccable defense. I mean, that's
impenetrable.
I'm going to be like the Mamba. I mean, I'm going to be all over you.
You're going to channel your inner Kobe in his late great honor.
Exactly. I'm going to play
defense. Maybe one of you
like
should
Kobe.
Wear the 8 jersey and one of you should wear the number 24. Although you're going ABA from what I understand.
Yeah, full on ABA.
I'm going 24 for Kobe.
You're going to represent Kobe.
Yeah. So they're sending over
That's a lot. Let me be honest with you.
That's a lot. I know.
A lot of pressure if you're going to show up like that. You better not show up and run out of gas and not be able to finish the game wearing 24.
That's the mental aspect of this thing. Dib said he talked about his mental. That's where I'm at. Mentally, I'm going to represent in a big way.
How do you feel about that? I was intimidated hearing that, I'm not playing basketball. Dibs.
I feel great about
Kobe
it because
you,
the more he,
Dibs,
the more
Kobe.
Yes, Kobe. Yes, I understand that
he's doing it for Kobe.
I'm doing it for Kobe.
Great, that's wonderful. I also am doing it for Kobe. So now it's a wash. You're doing it for Kobe. I'm doing it for Kobe. So we're all square. You made a par. I made a par. Okay. Bottom line is
Dibs,
that fat body and jeans. You're going to have a hard time moving. You could wear a singlet, and I still wouldn't be intimidated.
Please don't wear a singlet, in case that planted an idea. No inception.
In, headgear.
Don't wear a singlet.
Whatever
wear a singlet.
Whatever you're trying to do, you're not going to be able to contain my ability to get around you. You're round. You're ground. You're basically Chuck Round. That's what you are, and you're going to have a hard time.
Chuck Round.
Wow. And when it gets late in the game, and you're going to feel like, things are tightening up a little bit because you're going to be surprised at my ability to score. And when the game gets tight and the moment gets bigger, I'm a winner. I've won. I've won at every single level I've ever been at. So I'm not intimidated by any of your Mamba mentality or your Mamba defense. You're going to have problems, Coach. Real problems.
Versus Dibs. Live. Jeez. Chase Center. The disgrace at Chase Wednesday, February 26th. Free throw contest, next chance to win, coming up in 4 minutes, 7:45, 8:45 every day this week. You two going one-on-one. We're going to stream it live on Instagram at 957TheGame. Follow the account there. Yeah. We're going to try to set up a camera in a good spot where you can see everything. We're going to put someone on the call so you get a little play-by-play as well. Then, since the game might be taking place at 9 a.m. when we're still on the air, I will be on the air with, hopefully we get a Tim Roy, someone of that magnitude in a play-by-play sense that can come on, call the game. I will provide some color commentary.
Awesome.
And then you two gentlemen, if the game ends in 30 minutes, will come join us. We'll do a little post game, and then we'll go to the free throw contest.
It's gonna be awesome. Have a little music in the back when you guys are doing the commentating.
A lot
for the
going
game.
On here.
It's gonna be really exciting. I'm looking forward to it. And
opened one of the new restaurants down at Chase. I think it's called Dumpling Time.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about maybe that's where the Monday night meal's held. We go down to Chase. We have the meal there. You two make an appearance at the Kings Warriors game the next evening.
Love it.
And then Wednesday is the event, the big show. And like you said, lots of people are trying to get at you to get access.
Tons.
To this thing.
I mean, constantly, my phone's blowing up. My wife is telling me all her friends are trying to get in, and they all want to get special access. And the only way you get in, 7:45,
please come.
8:45, Monday through Friday. You got to win your way in. No handouts. I told the missus, I said, you got to qualify. You can't just show up and be a part of this. This is too coveted.
I may have told the in-laws they could come. They've never seen Chase. They want to come. Did I misspeak on that?
No, and I do have a short list of my own. to be honest, I've got to.
Because everyone's getting excited. And they're like, can we come? I'm like, I think I should be able to pull some strings. If I can't, what am I? That's a severe lack of
juice. You got
that
much juice.
Maybe
you
they,
got the
maybe
juice.
They play it on the big screen because maybe we can't. Maybe outside
for those who can't come in inside. Because there's, you know, there's insurance things and there's security and all this stuff that's needed. If we could get it streaming on the big screen outside to where people could sit out there and watch, and then you know you come out, you meet the people afterwards. I think that would be very cool.
Yeah, and what I'll do after my win, we might even find a little local watering hole and I'll buy, you know, maybe a round or something. Joe.
Celebratory drinks for everyone on the big man.
Yeah, we'll figure something
out. Heineken Zeros for all my friends. That sounds like a great time.
And that's why, Joe, I turned my attention to you and I stopped, especially when he went down this.
You're pretending he's not even there. As if he doesn't exist.
But the conversation's great until he goes, well, I'm telling you, you're going to get tired. And then once he starts trying to do that part of it, it's like a total tune out. So when he says, well, you don't know what I'm going to do. Don't try to use Jedi mind tricks. Come on, you're a hung tooth. The intimidation deal for you trying that with me, it's laughable. So
from the 408, however, on the Chilton Auto Body text line, grilled cheese, Mr. Morbidly Obese is going to run out of oxygen and have a heart attack while representing Kobe against the Flashy Dips.
408.
Nominated in three categories.
408. That
personal
was,
shot.
That was personal.
Clever.
Morbidly fat.
That's from the 408. Morbidly obese was the term.
Obese.
That was the parasite of texts, nominated and won in four different categories.
Why do you keep hitting the bell? Yeah, it's already done.
Because that was nominated in multiple categories.
Parasite. Yeah. Which you just saw that, you said, was
incredible. I cannot give the recommendation strong enough. You have to see the movie. Avoid spoilers. Watch the movie. I think it's just fantastic.
Can I order it via my do I have to go somewhere to watch it, or can I order
Xfinity,
it and pay for it?
Yeah.
They've got it?
Yeah, I watched it a second time last night. I think it was $5 to rent it for 48 hours. I'll probably watch it a third time when I get home.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I think I will, Lo. Thanks for the endorsement, brah.
All right, it's 8:45, which means it's now time. It's now time for free throw spot number 2. Henry Molina, Redwood City, 1. Free throw spot number 1. This is the second opportunity today. 7:45, 8:45 each day this week. Okay? Now, in order to know what the trivia question is going to be at 8:45, you should listen from 8 to 8:30. In order to know what the trivia question is going to be at 7:45, you should listen from 7 to 7:30. You get where we're going here. Trivia question for 8:45 is the following. Dibs was looking for love on the East Coast and made a very long drive to see this girl. He departed Baltimore. What state did he go to? What state did he go to? He departed Baltimore, Maryland. What East Coast state did he go to? 844-999-GAME. 844-999-4263. 844-999-4263. Dibs departed Baltimore, heading for what state to find love? 844-999-GAME.
Good uptick.
Yeah. Nice.
You felt it coming. I felt it in my loins.
Mm.
Probably didn't need to say that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now that I think about it in hindsight.
It's fine.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Whew. Okay. The $1 billion idea.
Yeah.
It's free. Free for the A's.
No trade, nothing.
I was thinking about it. Dibs was building upon it. The show is now building upon it. The Houston Astros are coming to town Monday, March 30th. The A's will open the season with 4 games against Minnesota. And then starting Monday, they will have their second home series of the year against Houston. This is Houston's first road trip of the year. All eyes are going to be on the Coliseum. Specifically, all eyes are going to be on the A's players, Bob Melvin, the A's manager, and A's fans, right? How many people are going to show up for this game? A lot of people want to know what's going to happen to the Houston Astros this season. For example, some big-time players are coming out of the woodwork, finally speaking up on the scandal. This was a horrible weekend, by the way, for Major League Baseball trying to get from this thing. Have you noticed that every time someone involved in this situation opens their mouth, they make the situation worse? I have literally not heard a single person from Rob Manfred to the Astros organization make a comment that has either made the situation A, better, or B, neutral. They are all terrible comments. Everyone takes the idiot bar and raises it one notch each time they speak. Cody Bellinger, outfielder, first baseman from the Los Angeles Dodgers, superstar. He spoke out this weekend. He did not sound like an idiot. Take a listen.
I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity. I mean, these guys were cheating for 3 years. You know, I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. I know personally I lost respect for those guys. I think I would say everyone in the show in the big leagues lost respect for those guys. I don't know what human hits a walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman to send your team to the World Series. And one has the thought to say, don't rip my jersey off. But two, go in the tunnel, change your shirt, and then come out and do your interview. Like that makes no sense to me. It makes zero sense to me. Because I know me. Gary Sanchez said yesterday, you can rip my shirt off, my pants off. I sent my team the World Series off for Aroldis Chapman in the ninth inning at home. You can do, you know, I'm going crazy.
Cody Bellinger, the Los Angeles Dodgers on the Houston Astros scandal. Interesting. Sounds a little bit like Kyle Shanahan if you close your eyes and you hear him in just the right tone. Carlos Correa of the Astros. Hey, couldn't leave well enough alone. We got to get our idiotic comments out there. Correa wanted to defend his boy Altuve. Take a listen to this.
Didn't want to get his shirt ripped off? I'm going to tell you. Earlier in the year, he hit a walk-off at Minute Maid Park. I ripped off his shirt with Tony Kemp. There is pictures of that. There is videos of that. You can go look at it. I rip off his shirt. His wife told my wife, why is Carlos ripping out to his shirt? Like, I don't like that. I don't like that. So when he's walking, so he's running from third base to home plate, I'm the guy up front. I'm the guy up front. The first one waiting for him. He's like, don't take my shirt off. The second reason that he don't want me to talk about this, but I'm going to say it, is because he got an unfinished tattoo on his collarbone right here. That honestly, it looked terrible. It was a bad tattoo. And he didn't want nobody to see it. He didn't want to show it at all. So one, he didn't want to take his shirt off because his wife had told my wife early in the year for me to not do that. So he was telling me to not do it. And number two, he had an unfinished tattoo that looked kind of bad that he didn't want people to see and people to talk about. That was the reason. But Altuve has never cheated. He didn't cheat in 2017 when nobody knew about the system. Well, he cheated in 2019. When he knows people are going to be talking about what happened in 2017. Altuve has played the game clean, always, always.
Has always played the game clean, according to Carlos Correa. Well, then why was he apologizing last week?
And why was Jeff Lunau fired? And why was AJ Hinch fired? And why was Carlos Beltran not allowed to be a skipper? And why was Alex Cora fired? And why does Robbie Flaccid Manfred continue to come out and talk about a cheating scandal if
Jim Crane out $5 million for no reason.
Yeah, for no reason at all, because Jose Altuve, no. Why were trash cans banged upon for years? For Carlos Correa to come out and say that, it makes everything else he says fraudulent and false. Of course he cheated. Now, whether or not they used electronic buzzers, we don't yet fully know the extent to which that took place. Even Rob Manfred never got to the bottom of it, even though he gave these players immunity. They still didn't get all the questions answered.
Why do you think he said when he gave them the comment, no human being hit its home run off of Chapman in night? What was that? I didn't understand.
He's very feared. Chapman is, he's not in his prime right now, but he's still very, very good. And he was the guy for a while because he can throw over 100. And when he decides to go away from the fastball, I think it's the slider. It's just filthy. He makes guys look foolish. So to get a hit off him, extremely rare. Not to the level of Mariano Rivera, but gotcha. Like he, okay, over the last 10 years or so, has been the guy at the closer role. So we're talking about Bellinger's trying to make a point. You're going against the most feared closer in the game, and you hit a walk-off home run against him to send your team to the World Series at home while everyone's going nuts, and your first thought as you're rounding third before the celebration starts is, tell everyone, don't rip off your shirt. Because, you know, you have a bad tattoo.
Gotcha.
Or whatever it might be. And then he runs into the dugout, changes shirts, and then comes out and does the interview. It's an odd series of behavior. Like, when you're looking at suspects, odd behavior is going to stand out. Now, maybe there's nothing to it, but it's still odd.
Okay. I was wondering, was he talking about because he ran in and put the shirt on, but told no one to rip it off? Or because he knew the pitch? Because he usually throws heat. And he threw something off pitch, and he
still he got tipped off. Yeah. I'm sure he got tipped off to it, and that's why one of the reasons they said Chapman walked off smiling, because players knew what was going on in that clubhouse.
Gotcha.
12 teams had filed complaints. Major League Baseball didn't do anything about it. They probably heard the banging or whatever
Chapman's
it was.
Like,
he throws the pitch,
it.
He gets touched up, and it's like, wow. I'm just a victim like everyone else here. That's the situation.
And Chris Sale was actually quoted because he pitched for Boston, and he gave up, I think, five or six. He gave up three home runs.
Oh, didn't they shellac him?
They absolutely lit him up. One of the players,
different guy.
Okay. Different guy soon, but Chris Sale, who's one of the best pitchers in the business, Cy Young Award winner, he got absolutely lit up by Houston, and he came out this weekend and said basically the same thing, where These guys knew exactly what was coming, and you could see him with a rueful smile on the mound as well.
But that's my point that I'm talking about steroid air when you guys, and that's why I know Dibs, you're like, oh, well, it's, I'm like, no, man, it's easier. That's why this is way bigger to me, because the fact these pitchers are saying, it's like when you know that I'm pitching and you know exactly what I'm doing, and that's why you heard some of the guys say they should tell every hitter what they're pitching. Because that's what shows you get the bat on the right angle. You know the pitch where it's coming. I think it's way more an advantage than steroids, without a doubt.
We have our winner. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our winner. Free throw contestant number two for the Disgrace at Chase Wednesday, February 26th. Chris
Banaga.
Banaga. Is that the correct pronunciation? I want to make sure I get that right. Chris Banaga from San Jose. Congratulations. You are free throw entrant number two. Disgrace at Chase Wednesday, February 26th, Lowe versus Dibs going one-on-one to 11 losers out. Free throw contest taking part as well that day. Just so you know, that's it for today. We've got our two qualifiers that are in. Next entrance time will be tomorrow, 7:45 and 8:45 every day this week. That's why it's a billion-dollar idea for the A's. Whether anybody agrees with this or not, the A's players, A's management, A's front office, A's fans have a very, very big responsibility on their hands for this first road game of the year for the Astros. All of baseball is going to be watching. The country is going to be watching. The national championship game in basketball is the following Monday. So the deck is cleared for Astros at A's to be the most popular game, to be the nationally televised game on ESPN. You'd be foolish not to televise this game. Because let's face it, even without the scandal, the A's are going to be outstanding this year. More on that. But here you go. Great matchup, and it's the first road game of the year. People are going to want to see what happens. How many fans are going to show up? How are the A's pitchers going to handle the Astros lineup? We have started coming up with ideas. We're throwing them out there. ELE, everybody love everybody. PHP, people helping people. The two core fundamental pillars of this radio program. People helping people. We got billion-dollar ideas. We're just giving them to the A's. Like the guy who just gave away the vaccine to cure polio, I believe. I always throw that out there, but I probably should get those details really buttoned down. And is it Jonas Salk?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody had it first, but he was the one who had the first confirmed polio vaccine, Jonas Salk.
And he didn't trademark it because he wanted the world to have it because he wanted to cure the disease. That's what we're doing here. No trademarks. Billion-dollar idea, bad tattoo night at the Coliseum. Bad tattoo night at the Coliseum. Two-part event there. One, Jolo and Dibs, we get a block of tickets. And say the first 10, 20, 30, whatever it is, people that come find us at the tailgate, you show us your bad tattoo, you get yourself a ticket into that game. And we're all sitting there together. I got a bad tattoo. I'm going to show it. I got a terrible tattoo on my arm. Stupid tribal band I got in the summer when I had turned 19. I thought I was cool. I am not cool. Wasn't cool then. Not cool now. Tattoo looks stupid. Bad tattoo would definitely get me a ticket into the game. Bring your bad tattoos. Number two, the A's. We're throwing it out there for you, A's. Can't do it all ourselves. But we're letting you know. Get the temporary tattoos and hand them out that night. Cheaters. Everyone just goes ahead and slaps it on the body. Temporary tattoo. Like bad tattoo night at the Coliseum in honor of Jose Altuve, who got a bad tattoo and doesn't cheat. Right. He doesn't cheat. So we want to get that out there. Number two, Dibs, adding on top of this, in the parking lot, what was the idea?
It was the throw at a stro booth that we're going to have. Throw at a stro. Instead of the old dunk tank where you get somebody up there and you throw the ball at the target and then the platform falls out and they fall into a big tank of water, that's always a crowd pleaser. But in this case, we're going to throw at a stro. We're going to dress up a mannequin, not a full-size mannequin, one of those child-size mannequins. Put him in an Altuve jersey, put an Astros helmet on him, and fans will be able to come up and get three baseballs and rear back and throw as hard as you want, not at a target, but at the mannequin. We're going to throw to Stro pregame because Rob Manfred, Flaccid Rob, has said if anyone intentionally throws, the punishment will be more severe this year. The punishment will be stiffer, in fact, Joe, from Flaccid Rob, which is quite an irony in and of itself. So we want to give fans a chance to get it out of your system in case the A's themselves can't enact it on the field. You can enact it by throwing it a stro in the parking lot.
Absolutely. And free of charge. We're not charging anyone to come by. We're having a party. Come on by and hang out. That's how it's going to play. All right. All right. A lot of things to get to here. A lot of things to get to. Update on the dream job. Got to get into the NBA All-Star game. What did you guys think about last night's format and how it played out? In addition, we will take calls on this A's-Astros game that is a little over a month away, but I'm telling you, how do you want to see the A's handle this? You want to see them go at the Astros? Rob Manfred spoke. You'll hear from him next on what he thinks teams should do when they face the Astros this season. Championship rounds, 95.7 The Game, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.